at home. And would you, well, I tell you, just how would you say this? A woman, if a woman doesn't cook with milk, you say she cooks water. Would you say she cooks without milk?
Yeah.
Would you use that phrase?
Yeah, cooks without milk, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if she does use milk, just the opposite of cooking without milk is, what would you, how would you say that?
Well, she cooks with milk.
Mm-hmm. Let's check this before we work. Okay, now, suppose, go back to the dogs again. The man says that he chased one of them, there were two dogs, and he chased one of them away with a rock. One of them ran away, but the other one just kept on coming.
Now he'd say, well, I run one away, but the other one just kept coming towards me. All
yeah. And then, how would you tell, what sort of expression would you use to get across to somebody the idea that you just accidentally met somebody downtown? You didn't plan to. What phrase would you use to...
Well, you'd say, well, I'm glad to meet you. And
well, and you're telling somebody about it later,
yeah.
And you say, would you say, I bumped into, I run across, I what?
Well, I run across him down in town.
Yeah. Well, that's something that varies from one place to another, the way people would say that. And if a boy is named the same as his father, is with the same name his father has, you say he's named, as far as his father's concerned, he's named what?
John or something.
Well, this is a little hard to get.
Is it?
Would you say he's named after his father or
named
for his father or what?
Named after his father, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you say around here to get one dog to jump on another one?
You say sicking.
And then how do you usually call a dog?
Well, you just say, yeah, just like that.
And what do you call a dog that's not any particular kind of dog, but just a mixture of all kinds?
Well, you just say the cur dog, mostly, just mixture that way. They just call them cur dog around here.
Do you have any special word for a little dog? I mean, he's grown, but he's just not big.
Oh, they call him rat terrier or something like that.
All right, do you ever use the, if he's no particular kind, do you ever use the word feist?
Well, yeah, we've used the word feist sometimes.
And then, if you see, if a man tangled with a dog and the dog tore his pants and you notice his pants were torn, you say, what happened to you? He'd say what?
The dog jarred him with a butcher's leg.
Or you might say, I got what? I got what by a dog?
The dog caught my britches leg, but the dog caught my britches leg, or something like that, if it didn't bite him or something.
Yeah, and suppose he did bite him on the leg.
He'd say that dog bit me on the leg.
Do you ever have any, do you ever say he got dog bit or something like that?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Did. Yeah, there's once in a while they say, well, I got dog bit, and some say that dog bit me.
Then, what about, do you ever have any special terms for the bull? I mean, it's another word to use, another name for him, maybe that you'd use around the women.
Oh, yeah, you call him, I can't think right now, but just...
Would you, a male cow?
Yeah,
or?
Call him a male, you know, or something like that, yeah.
Some places they call him a gentleman cow.
I never heard that. They call him male here. Most of the way they got so these days, they don't use that anymore. They just say, oh, that's a bull.
Yeah, that's right. That's not a bad word around the women.
No, no more.
It used to be, I think,
oh,
in some places.
Yeah, they